This podcast is brought to you by ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. For more information, visit www.icann.org. In this episode, Roberto Gaetano discusses the nominating process for the at-large community's board seat, also known as seat number 15.
On the ICANN Board of Directors, it is known as seat number 15, the one that belongs to the at-large community and filled by the At-Large Advisory Committee, ALAC.
My name is Roberto Gaetano. I come from Italy.
Roberto Gaetano is a long-serving member of ALAC, a former liaison to the board, but not a voting member.
In the year 2008-2009, we introduced a fully voting member selected by ALAC, and the first person to take that position was Sebastian.
Sebastian Bachelet took his seat on the ICANN board in December 2010 and has served as the ALAC representative ever since. But
the term of Sebastian Bachelet will come to an end in October 2014. And so now we start the process to replace him or confirm him or replace him with another candidate.
Sebastian Bachelet could be reelected.
That's correct. He can serve another term.
So what are the credentials a candidate for seat number 15 should have?
The person needs to be knowledgeable of the ICANN processes, needs to be interested in getting very busy with the definition of policy about the internet. That doesn't mean that the person has to know everything, but has to bring a specific knowledge of an area that can be either the technology or the processes or the environment or the market of the domain names. So it has to have a specific knowledge about one of the areas that are of interest to the board. Additionally, for the for being the ALAC director.
How important are personal skills?
The personal attitude is even more important than the technical qualification of the person to serve on the ICANN board and specifically for the position of the at-large director. I think that, the qualification is basically an ethical attitude. We demand a moral standing and the ability to discuss freely, the ability to understand the different cultures.
Once elected, what kind of demands are put on a board member's time?
I would say that at least half a day per week on the average is spent in just communication via electronic means. Then you have the phone calls, then if you are involved in any committee, then there's the committee activities that is also phone calls that because the participants are geographically diverse and are located in different parts of the planet, might happen sometimes also at inconvenient times. The time of the teleconference is always rotated in order not to have somebody always disadvantaged. And then you have the physical meetings of the board. And that means that three times a year you have 10 days of full time meetings, and that is really something that is demanding in terms of attention, keeping the attention over those days.
And what does a board member get in return?
The opportunity that you have as a board director to communicate with other people, to learn about different situations, to learn about how the internet is different in different countries, how to relate with people that have different approaches to the internet, to stakeholders that have different interests, economic interests or also intellectual, I would say, interest, is something that over time has greatly expanded my knowledge, and it is really something that that changes your life.
Roberto Gaetano says the nominating process is complicated.
Yes, the process is different because by its nature, the ALAC is looking for new people, to persons that are interested in the participating in the internet governance process, that are coming from the civil society, from the user community, and so on. And we are not only limiting ourselves in looking inside our little backyard.
Interested candidates should write to bcec-request@icann.org. The deadline for submissions of interests is December 26th. A final slate of candidates will be announced on February 23rd, 2014, with the winner announced on April 15th.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.icann.org.